ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ अज्ञानतिमिरन्धस्य ज्ञानाञ्जनशलाकय चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः। श्रीचैतन्यमनोभीष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूपा कदा मह्यं ददाति स्वापदान्तिकम्। वन्देऽहं श्रीगुरुः श्रीयुतापदकमलन् श्रीगुरुन् वैष्णवांश श्रीरूपं साग्रजातं सह गणा रघुनाथान्वितं तं सजीवं साद्वैतं सावधूतं परिजनासहितं कृष्णचैतन्यदेवं श्रीराधाकृष्णपादान् सह गणा ललिता श्रीविशाखान्वितंश्च। नमो विष्णुपादाय कृष्णपृष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्तिवेदान्त स्वामिन् इति नामिने। नमस्ते सरस्वते देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेष शून्यवादी पाश्चात्यदेशतारिणे वाञ्छाकल्पगरुभ्यश्च कृपा सिन्धुभ्येव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः। जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासदि गौर भक्तवृंद। हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे।
हरे कृष्णा। तो वी सॉ ड्रामा ऑफ हाउ अ फार्मर ruined himself by becoming greedy, and we also see in Krishna book or in the Bhagavatam the Brijvasis, the entire Brijvasi people, they moved from Nandagram Gokul to Vrindavan, shifted the entire town, entire village for one person, Krishna, for his protection. They were willing to move out of the entire village. Somewhere Prabhupada explains, it was easier for them to move because their connection to people centered, people are important. They took the entire community to another place only. And here we see, just to make some money, people are willing to sell their mother Bhumi. Bhumata is called as mother. In fact, nowhere in the history of the Vedic culture it talks about selling land. It was always giving away. In fact, in the Mahabharata, Vyasadeva, he explains the effects of Kali Yuga. He says in Kali Yuga, people will sell education, people will sell food, and people will sell themselves. He said this is the wild age of Kali. Vyasadeva was predicting about it. Therefore, it is so important to understand the whole concept of Krishna consciousness and Krishna's system. One is to be conscious of Krishna, or one is to respect Krishna's system. When we say, I love Krishna, but I don't care for Krishna's world, because I don't need to be caring for this world, because my goal is to go back to Godhead. It's a misunderstanding of the concept of Krishna consciousness, because Prabhupada explains, Krishna consciousness means to give attention to detail. And Mother Bhumi is not a detail. She is the essence of Krishna. because she is Krishna's internal energy. Shakti and Shaktiman. Just see, the concept is so beautiful that in the Vedic concept, God is Shaktiman, but is Shaktiman only because he is connected to Shakti. Bhumi Devi is Krishna Shakti. Lord Narayan is Shakti. Lord Ram Shakti. How can we abuse her and worship Krishna? It is a very bad mathematics. How can Krishna accept our service when we are so neglectful about Mother Earth? Even celebrating his festival, for that matter. Logically, it doesn't make any sense. You know, we are so focused on worshipping the deities, but at the cost of what? Abusing the Mother Bhumi. Will Krishna be happy? That's a simple logic. He is not a pervert. In the world of, you know, materialism, you know, the pleasure is based upon perversion. You take pleasure in hurting others so that you can be happy. The sports, bull fighting, chicken fighting, and different kinds of fights are there. People go to watch. You know, when you are beaten badly, there is a new sports coming up. Mixed martial arts, right? That you brutally beat people and people pay to see that. Jitna mar jada khate ho, utna jada paisa aapko dena padta hai ticket ke liye. So, of course, we're not saying that they're consciously doing, but unconsciously, one start liking brutality. Heroism is different from brutality. Prabhupada explained very many years back that he saw a butcher, you know, playing with a chicken. He's kind of half killing the chicken. And he's happy to see the how chicken is flapping its wings, you know, screaming, shouting. And his son was crying and he slapped him and said, maja le lo, So brutality is used for increasing one's sense gratification. But we cannot extend this logic to Krishna. Krishna is not like that. He is very sensitive. Bhagavatam Prabhupada explains in the third canto when Varahadev was abused by Hiranyaksha. Hiranyaksha is the original pesticide and chemical fertilizer seller. He is the original personality. You know, Prabhupada talks about drilling the Mother Bhumi. When you drill Mother Bhumi, she loses her axis. And that's how she falls into the causal ocean. If you read the third canto of the Bhagavatam, he explains very beautifully about this. Hiranyaksha is dead, but Hiranyaksha's philosophy is not dead. It is still surviving. And everybody is drilling it. You know, tractor and so many other things. It is being drilled and drilled and drilled. And then what happens? Mother Bhumi does not reciprocate. How can she reciprocate? If a very son brutally abuses the mother and expecting, give me more, give me more, give me more. Simple logic. When a son who is a mad son, abusive son, he is trying to take everything of a mother, what does the mother do? She hides her resources. Or chipa ke rakhne lagti, are isko nahi dikhana chahiye. Wo deti nahi. But if the son is nice, sensitive, considerate, then she says everything belongs to you only. Then she gives more. The same principle is applied. And therefore we see the whole concept of the farming. Now organic farming is not our system. Ours is the Vedic farming. There are different kinds of farming also. Vedic farming means you see muhurta for that also. Aajkal shadi ke liye bhi muhurt nahi dekhte. Chawal lagane ke liye kya dekhenge? So therefore, it is so sad the entire education system is so arranged. At one point of time I would feel, I should have completed my education, I could have done my degree. Now I feel very proud that my college mein gaya hi nahi. I am less fool in that regards. But it took long time to realize. In fact, I was regretting. In fact, I was about to bloop from the temple to go back to study. And that was the power of, you know, the corruption of understanding about what real education is. This material body also is a part of Mother Bhumi only. And what do we do with this material body? This material body is also placed with so much of chemical. Just analyze our own activity. and analyze that to Mother Bhumi also. The kind of chemicals are being used, the kind of, you know, cosmetics are being used, the kind of nail polish I see nowadays. I should not be seeing, but I see. People change every other second. I see in the school also. Lagaya nikala, lagaya nikala, lagaya nikala. It's like a farmer only, destroying their own, you know, a beautiful body which Krishna has given. So much of chemicals. And this is again Krishna's property. And similarly a farmer also, ill-informed farmer, what is he doing? He's destroying. Somebody shared statistics that if India has to become like America, if China has to be like an America, if you talk, whether it is devotee or non-devotees, I was coming from Pune, we got stuck in the traffic for 1 hour. Immediately driver said, Prabhuji, America mein aisa hota nahi na. Kitna achha hai. You know, aram se, fast se ghum sakte hum log. 2 ghante mein hum log 200 kilometer cover kar sakte. So what can you tell him? If that is the mentality, you know, I need to be in a place where everything is nice and comfortable. Without realizing what it takes to make it like that. What a brutality. What kind of troubles. What kind of violence has been created. So if you want to be like Americans, one statistic it says that America uses 38 to 55% of the world's resources. And what is the population? Only 8% population. If the 8% of the world's population consumes 38 to 55% of the world's resources, and people with the same kind of mentality, wanting to be like American mentality, we have nothing with America, we are talking about Bhogavad. Now without realizing what could it lead to, it says that we require 5 earthly planet. Hame 5 prithvi ki avashyakta hogi. Aur wo bhi 25 saal mein khatam ho jayega resources. Kyunki bharatiya hai na. To bharatiya hone ke kya karega? Uska puja karega. Bhog ke liye bhi ek ritual bana dega. Uska bhog ka bhi ek ritual ho jayega. In Bangalore alone, about 4-5 years back, in a marriage ceremony, you know, they collected the data that how much money is wasted in feeding people who are already fed. Jinko itna bhar bhar ke khila gaya, unko hi khilao. Kitna 350 crore rupai. 350 crore rupees in one city, the food was wasted, not fed. Jo log ko khilane ke liye gaye, wo nahi kha rahe the, usko phek diya. 350 crore rupees. One small city of Bangalore. And if you study how does a marriage has to be conducted, it is very inorganic. Full of fertilizers and pesticide only. The ceremony itself. Just now today morning I was talking to another devotee. This year they were, you know, they were, had an initiative about eco-friendly Ganesh. He said one sculptor, a Ganesh maker, he makes 1 lakh Ganesh of POP. Jo 15 minute mein sukh jata hai. And if you go around the places where they make the Ganesh and where they basically submerge the Ganesh for years together, because the POP is like an asura, you know. Immortality ka benediction mila usko. To marega hi nahi karke. It doesn't get destroyed. He stays forever. It doesn't get destroyed. 1 lakh Ganesh, and we are contaminating Mother Bhumi. That's what the problem with us is. In America, there is no such rituals. It is pure sense gratification. Our sense gratification takes different kind of flavor. It takes the flavor of spirituality. It takes the flavor of religiosity. It takes the flavor of family responsibility. It takes the flavor of different kinds of functions. To bhog ke saath isko dala to kitna prithvi kharab ho jayegi. 1 lakh Ganesh, one person, if he can make, just imagine the destruction we create. And this devotee actually, they tried to do Gobar Ganesh. Next year, you know, they have a plan of making 5,000 Gobar Ganesh. And if you want, not you, your friends, no? If they are worshipping Ganesh, tell them at least, are, if you don't want to chant Hare Krishna, kam se kam organic Ganesh ko to ghar pe rakho. Now what's happening now? Because there are other people also in the name of environment, they are condemning rituals. And there are other people who are saying they are condemning this whole concept, and they are saying, "Arey, better to make Ganesh out of chocolate. Kha to sakte na usko." Yeah, there was a recent concept that you make Ganesh of chocolate. So kya multinational company ka aur paisa badh jayega? Because Ganesh of chocolate looks quite decent, you know, very sleek, very beautiful, aur usko muh mein dal bhi sakte ho. No, don't laugh. This money is going to go there because people want all looks. Now, Gobar Ganesh will not look so great like the chocolate Ganesh or POP Ganesh. But from the Shastra's perspective, is a real Ganesh. Because Gobar se aur Matti se banana Ganesh hai, wahi se Ganesh. So just imagine the volume of contamination we have created in the name of religion also. Therefore, this year Janmashtami, you know, we had to have a debate with our own devotees only. What is the debate? Debate is Prabhuji. Nahi nahi, achcha se hona chahiye shringar. Achcha se decoration hona chahiye. Now what is the definition of achcha? Even devotees who are part of the DT department, in the part of the decoration department, again unconscious, I am not saying consciously, their focus is decoration. And because their focus is decoration, it doesn't matter what it takes to make it nice. At least superficially it has to look good. And after effect we don't care because we have pleased Krishna. Does it work? Because those bricks, those green bricks, they're another kind of mini demons, you know. Itne sare rakshason ki sena hai, wo aate kaise religious festival ke roop se aate. Those bricks, those different kinds of flowers, but some other, our team, you know, we had a mandate from Maharaj also. We had spoke to Radhanand Maharaj about this. He said, yes, we have to be very, very clear that in Wada we are doing organic farming and our festivals are very inorganic. Udhar hum log eco-friendly bol rahe, or either, you know, it will be completely contradictory, so people will not appreciate us. They'll catch us, oh, there is something wrong. But it is very difficult. Because, arey, dekha jayega. Chalta hai. You know, the chalta attitude, na, is a very inorganic. It's very fertilizer and very chemical. So therefore, it was very nice that we were able to see that none of the flowers and none of the decorative items were not connected to too much of fertilizers and too much of pesticide. It was all connected to local grown flowers, local grown leaves. Itna sab karne par bhi jo main garland tha Bhagwan ka, wohi gadbad ho gaya. You know, that was not from the flower which we were expecting. But still, next year we are not doing that also. So there is a step. Like in other temples also, Nigdi, you know, they also did the same thing. They tried to make a green festival. And when you talk about it, we are celebrating Krishna's Janmashtami without destroying Krishna's nature. You know, whether it is Hare Krishna devotees or outside people, they destroy the culture also and they destroy the nature also. Dahi Andi festival. It's Dahi Gunda festival, basically. You know, there is no Krishna only. Somebody wrote, this festival supposed to be meant for the children, they banned the children only. Ulta ho gaya uska. And so much of contamination, culturally, spiritually, intellectually, mentally, physically, from every perspective, it's a contamination. Can you imagine vast amount of, you know, problem are taking place? So therefore, Prabhupada always spoke about the Varnashram system, the 50% of undone work is still there. Simple living and high thinking. No? So if devotees do not implement the concept of simple living and high thinking, at least for their food, consciously, you know, making our body organic at least. There are a lot of cow products. you know, by using those cow products consciously, making a determination, Krishna, this is my vow. Rather than offering 1008 bhogas to Krishna, which is full of chemicals and fertilizers, we can offer 56 items to Krishna, which is fully organic and natural one. But again, the mind does not agree. No, 1008 offer karna hi padega. Kaisa do karbe? However we can do it. Whether chemical or organic or inorganic, 1008 bhoga has to offer. Again, that what does it do? It disturbs the whole concept. And therefore we see in the Mahabharata, the Mahabharata begins with comparing two clans to trees. Vyasadeva describes Kauravas family is one kind of tree and Pandavas family is another kind of tree. And the roots of Kauravas tree is Adharma. Dhritarashtra. Right. And then Duryodhana is that tree. And the trunk of that tree is Dushyasan, Karna, and the fruits of that tree is the all other sons. In fact, their birth itself is inorganic. Why? Because Gandhari, she was like a farmer. Time ke pehle usko sara fasal chahiye tha. No. Again, see how our scriptures are very integrated. They are very, very harmonized. When there is a force against the material nature, and we push it, if you want faster. And what happened? She did not get a child. She got a chunk of flesh. And Vyasadevji, he realizing part of Krishna's pastime, he did something which normally nobody does. It was artificially grown children, and they were prosperous, 100, and the Pandavas only 5. The Kauravas grew instantly, there was prosperity, and in one sense they enjoyed more than the Pandavas initially. And the Pandavas, every child, Yudhishthir Maharaj, when he was born, Kunti performed tapasya for 1 year. Then Yudhishthir was born. Then after he was born, for Dharmaraj, for Bhima, she did tapasya for 1 year. For Arjuna, she did tapasya for another year. And then Madri did tapasya. So it's like a organic farming. Dhire, 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 dhire. And what is their life? Forest, palace. Forest, palace. Their life was very responsible. And the Kaurava's life was not responsible. In fact, again, in the Mahabharata, it is explained. Our Pandavas were in exile. They were in Viratanagari. Yesterday, actually, I was in one small town called Wai in Maharashtra, near Satara. No, people say that was Viratanagari, but geographically it doesn't look like that, but doesn't matter. Wherever you feel Pandava's presence, that can also be Viratanagari only. So there is a place of where they killed Kichaka, and there is Pandava Gufa, and there is a place of Dhaumyarishi's ashram, Dhaumyarishi's samadhi is there, and small town, a capacity of 100,000 people. But so many big, big temples, marble temples, solid, rock solid temples, beautiful temples. Why means Virat ka nagari tha. So I was telling them, aap log ka gaon ka naam Wai hai, aage bhai jisko Wi-Fi kar rahe aap log. And see what will happen to them. So in Viratanagari, Pandava state is incognito for 1 year. Doing all kinds of hard labor. So therefore, sometime it looks like dharma, or organic life, or a natural life has to live in incognito. And inorganic life is prospering, is flourishing. Certainly, those who did inorganic farming, they used tractor, they did lot of things, they grew, they did lot of money. Bahut paisa aa gaya, bahut ghar khareed liya, bahut kama liya. Just like the Kauravas. In fact, the people who are this consciousness, when they die also, they say, arre, kam se kam enjoy to kar liya na. When Duryodhana was dying, what was his consciousness? He told Yudhishthir Maharaj, hey Yudhishthir, at least I enjoyed my life. Now you have to suffer with all these reactions of war. I am going happily. They never experience any regret in their life. So when somebody is so self-conscious about one's own life, whether materially or spiritually, it doesn't matter to me. Then after all, I have to go back to Godhead only. Idhar lena dena kya hai? Kitna bhi achha karo, to theek hone hi wala nahi hai. So why should I worry about it? I chant Hare Krishna, I have nice festival, you know, eat pizza, pasta, ice cream. Bhagwan ko bhog lagao, chale jao Golok Vrindavan. As if Golok Vrindavan is the next lane. No? I think, you know, this is what I feel, Krishna would not want such people there. Because Golok Vrindavan is not a place for enjoyment. Golok Vrindavan is the place for seva. It's a life of service and sensitive service, because I remember Maharaj was telling once, Radhananda Maharaj told one devotee, he said, have you ever served cows? He said, no. And that is another thing. The whole underlying principle is, if you are close to cows, you are primitive. You are walking with a dog, you are progressive. Even our devotee kids, sometimes they tell their parents, mummy, kutta lana hai. Gai, aray, gaav ko kon sparsh karega? You know, they are devotees. But because the training is given very American, very European, that they are fearful. If you tell them to walk with a cow in the street, I think most of it will not do it. Because there is such a collective consciousness given to us. You walk with a cow means you are a primitive. You walk with a cow means you are a gawar. You walk with a cow means you are uneducated. You walk with a cow means you are a dull. Therefore the teachers would also say, kya bhais gaay charane ke liye jayega kya? In fact we have to say otherwise, kya IT wala banega kya? We have to say like that. But just see how collective consciousness has changed. You know, small towns like Nasik, Nigdi, people have small homes, but they walk with their dog with such a pride. As if they have conquered the city. Aisa ekdam ahankar ke saath chalte ki hum ban gaye American, hum ban gaye European. Are ek pura to bano, jab wo tatti karta usko uthao na, wo to nahi karenge, usko udhar hi chhod ke jayenge. So neither pure Americans nor Indian. अगर गाय तट्टी करेगा तो क्या है, कम से कम वो लैंड को प्यूरिफाई कर देगा, द लैंड विल बिकम प्यूरिफाइड. सो देयरफॉर टू अंडरस्टैंड प्रभुपाद फिलॉसफी, वन शुड नॉट ओनली अंडरस्टैंड द रिचुअलिस्टिक पार्ट. द रिचुअलिस्टिक पार्ट मीन्स अवर साधना, अवर चैंटिंग हरे कृष्ण, अवर डीटी वर्शिप. इट ओनली बिकम्स रिचुअल्स इफ यू डू नॉट अंडरस्टैंड द कनेक्शन टू मदर अर्थ. In fact, the scripture explains, Hari Bhakti Vala explains, that when you pluck flowers also, you know, very interesting. It says, when you pluck a flower, if you hurt the plant, the flower becomes unofferable to Krishna. Why like that? Is it there is a contamination in the flower? It is unofferable because you hurt that plant. Krishna would not accept that plant. I read this and I was thinking, why like this? Why like this? Why like this? ऐसा गलती से निकाले ना, इतना क्यों रिचुअल्स है अपने स्क्रिप्चर्स में. इट इज नॉट अबाउट रिचुअल्स, इट्स अबाउट सेंसिटिविटी. अनदर स्क्रिप्चर एक्सप्लेन्स, यू शुड नॉट ऑफर अ फ्लावर विच हैज थॉर्न्स. वैसे फ्लावर अर्पण नहीं करना चाहिए. एंड आई आस्क सम वैष्णव व्हाई लाइक दिस, ही सेड बिकॉज कृष्णा, ही सेज डोंट ऑफर दैट फ्लावर बिकॉज इफ यू आर प्लकिंग दोज फ्लावर इट माइट हर्ट यू, देयरफॉर डोंट ऑफर इट टू मी. So this kind of sensitivity, our scripture talk, not from the technical ritualistic perspective, but from the sensitive perspective. When you remove Tulsi in a wrong way, hurting her, Krishna said, I don't want it. And how can we say, you know, I can put limitless pesticide, limitless fertilizers. Our Sanat Kumar was saying when Lady Diana died, so people got lot of flowers, and all those flowers were thrown in the Thames River. And millions of aquatics died. Then they realized, my God, these flowers are not flowers, these are poison. So when we become conscious, you know, when we see the flowers, then you don't see them as a flower. You see a poison behind those flowers. So how can you offer poison to Krishna? How can you call them as a flower? But people debate, no. After all, you know, Mother Bhumi will be purified. You know, because we are offering those contaminated flower to Krishna, but still, because it is offered to Krishna, therefore it will be purifying to Mother Bhumi. No, but the Shastra says otherwise. So therefore, this has been a conscious effort. International Society for Krishna Consciousness, about 2-3 years back, they discussed that in every discussion in the temple lecture, people should talk about living a very organic life as much as possible. If every person, like when we travel, last year I traveled, and we are working on giving Ahimsa milk. So when I traveled, I carried milk powder with me, Patmeda milk powder. Just, I'll give you the small effect, how you may not be directly serving the cows, you may not be directly involved in the farm, but a little bit. When you make that conscious effort, when I traveled around, I carried some milk powder. Wherever I went, I said, मैं दूध नहीं पीता. अरे दूध नहीं पीता भगवान के लिए तो अर्पण. नहीं नहीं, हम लोग हिंसा वाला दूध नहीं पीते, अहिंसा दूध है हमारे पास. So by doing that, what happened? Then one devotee bought 50 kilos of milk powder when he came to Yatra. Another devotee carried 25 kilos of milk powder. So when I went this year, I didn't have to open my milk powder bag only. Because सबके जगह में था. मतलब प्रभुजी हम लोग यही यूज कर रहे हैं. Now one devotee supplying cow's ghee there. One devotee is supplying cow soap there. Another devotee is supplying cow shampoo there. So in this way, what's happening? That we are, because ultimately it's a artha only, artha war. Ultimate war between civilization which is governed by dharma and which is governed by adharma is a war of artha only. So if we can fight this artha war, which is dharmic one, then adharma will die. Otherwise adharma will not die. It is not possible. At least we can minimize the effect of adharma when we, substitute, when we find an alternative. If we become conscious, not offering flower if it is not offerable. Like in the Wada also, they are trying to use only clay pots to offer to deities as bhoga. Cooking everything in the clay pot, offering it. So what happens? You give a job to a village farmer also. But when you buy something which is not made in the village, then you give business to somebody else. We don't realize by doing wrong way of puja, we are creating a wrong kind of artha. It's a very interesting concept. It's a very interesting concept. And those who take care of Mother Bhumi, we were doing some research that recently somebody, our Anand Vrindanpu was telling me, near our Raghunacharan Prabhu's house, Tatas, they sold their land, 21 acres of land. It costed 1,000 crore rupees. Just imagine what money they must have paid to buy that land. Maybe the government gave them free also. We had gone to Navsari once with our some of the children, and we went to see Krishna Chandra Prabhu's factory. And next to that, there was a agricultural college. And they had put the name Mafatlal. So we asked him, what is this? He said, my father, great-grandfather had given a land donation worth 1,000 acres. 1,000 acre land ko daan mein diya tha. Abhi, ek gunta ke liye murder ho jata hai. Dono bhaiyon ke beech mein. 1,000 acre land just giving as a charity requires large heart, but amongst the wealthy people it was common because you'd never sell mother. You can allow somebody else to take care of her. In this way, slowly, slowly the value of Mother Bhumi increases. You never sell them. And for your information, if you go to Noida, if you go to, near Pune where there is Hinjewadi, it's a statistics, very clear that those farmers, for making more money when they sold their land, eventually they became very guards in that very farm when the building came up there. Unlimited stories like that. There are group of young farmers, I forgot their name, in between that entire land of IT development, they stuck to their gun. They said, we are not going to sell our mother. हम हमारे माँ को नहीं बेचेंगे, हम इसकी सेवा करेंगे, हम इसके साथ ही रहेंगे. So it's about maybe few hundred acres of land of all those young farmers. They developed it very nicely. Our God Hari Prabhu goes and helps them. And now recently, Maharashtra government is willing to give them 600 of acres of land in Aurangabad or Ahmednagar. He said, because you have taken good care of your land, we want to give you 600 acres of land so that you can develop it very nicely. So Mother Bhumi, what she does? She responds very nicely. And therefore, if you see Krishna and Balaram, and we go to Vrindavan, you know, we become very attracted by Krishna Balaram. And what are they doing? Krishna represents coward boy, that we forget. And Balaramji represents farmer, that also we forget. But only when we see Krishna and Balaram from that perspective, then they become more beautiful. Therefore, Vrindavan is the land where Krishna and Balaramji are there, but their land is not covered with Italian marble. Their land is not covered with some foreign item. Their land is covered with Braj dust. Now, if you go to Vrindavan and you can't touch Braj dust only, then that is not Vrindavan. And when you are walking on Italian marble, that is Italy only. But we are imagining it's Vrindavan. And therefore, Gaur Kishordas Babaji Maharaj told somebody, you know, when he came to Mayapur, and after offering obeisances, he started dusting his shirt. Yes, Babaji Maharaj said, he said, you know what you are doing? He said that very dust has the power to buy the entire universe and beyond. And you are dusting it out? He said, you are not qualified to understand the power of the Holy Land. So therefore, Mother Bhumi is so important. And if we can do something about it, little by little. Now, there are many things we can change. 1,000 devotees can change. That will create, you know, if you see again how farming started, this fertilizer and pesticide started, when during the Second World War they made tankers. And those tankers, and those chemicals which were used for making bomb, those very chemicals became fertilizers. And the tankers were converted into tractors. The original cause of these two items were part of destruction. The foundational principle was the consciousness was to destroy. So how can something made for destruction become part of construction? Not possible. It is not possible only. Therefore, understanding it and changing at our conscious level, then what will happen? Slowly, slowly, slowly things will change. And when it changes, then we'll be proud to say, yes, you know, I love to take care of cows. I don't mind walking with the cows. In IIT Mumbai, you know, there are some professors and some students. I keep receiving letters from our Gaur Hari Prabhu. I say, wow, this is great. These are all big, big professors. But what are they doing at some times? They have 1 acre of land given by the IIT, you know, department. And the professors and some students, they go with a stick. Hala, hala, karke jaate ho log. That's a sight. You are very qualified also, but you are very proud to go along with the cows. So if that combination takes place, progress is there. We are using the modernity, but all that modernity is used for maintaining our traditional systems. When that combination takes place, then Krishna consciousness becomes wholesome. It becomes integrated. Then we offer whatever we offer to Krishna. You know, it doesn't matter what we offer, but whatever we offer with this foundational principle of, oh, it has to be not hurting the Mother Bhumi. If Krishna cannot accept something which is, you know, hurting the plant, you know, just reflecting on that. Ek flower nikalne ke karan, agar a plant ko hurt hota hai, it cannot be offered to Krishna. If we can remember this, and then hear from other devotees also what practically you can do in regards to making worship of Krishna wholesome. Chant Hare Krishna organically and eat Krishna Prasad organically. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. Now we invite Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu. A brief introduction to Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu. He's also going to speak. Wow, wonderful. We have Premnidhi Prabhu also. So we have in for Milk Revolution. Please, you also come. Okay. So, brief introduction to Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu. In his previous life, when he was not a devotee, he graduated as a electrical engineer and worked for Tata's. And later on, inspired by Srila Prabhupada and Srila Radhanath Maharaj and all the Vaishnavas, he decided to dedicate his life to actually spread the movement of Krishna consciousness. He, entire congregation of Ghatkopar is under his care. The youth services of ISKCON Chowpatty are also part of his care. He has inspired a very wonderful festival every year, that is Ghatkopar Rath Yatra. It is always very colorful and with many, many innovative ideas. And this year he is celebrating the Rath Yatra with the theme of India Rising. You'll have to be part of it. It is on 15th and 16th of January, correct? 16 to 17, 18 of January 2015. And his specialization now, one of the specializations, is that he is a proponent of cownomics. That means how, through cow protection and organic way of living, how the economics can change. We have a myth that, you know, economics can take shape only by getting factories. But he has a very wonderful presentation on that. And I'm sure you will understand his credentials by just his listening to him right now. So let us welcome Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu by loudly chanting Hari Bol.
Om Akyanti Mirandasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chakshurunmalitam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Namam Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Shri Mate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Niti Namine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pacharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschata Deshitarine Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shivasadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare. So I'm very grateful to His Grace Govind Prabhu, His Grace Madhavanand Prabhu, to allow an opportunity to express some of the most important yet forgotten instructions of Srila Prabhupada. That His Grace Govind Prabhu was mentioning on the Varnashram movement. And the relevance in today's context has become very critical in terms of outreach and in terms of sensitivity for devotees. Outreach in terms of reaching out to the people and sensitivity in terms of how do we relate to Krishna and His paraphernalia. So I'm just going to briefly speak something about Sri Vrindavan Dham, as some of the people or devotees generally think that devotees don't speak about Krishna when they are environmentalists. So I'm going to prove that Krishna is the topmost environmentalist. And therefore when we follow Krishna, we just don't take one pastime of Vrindavan and we follow that. We follow all the pastimes of Krishna in Vrindavan. So Krishna is the first pastime or the most sweeter pastimes are those of Krishna herding the cows and the calves in Vrindavan. And that shows that Krishna himself loves cows, but not just loves cows, but serves him. In fact, Srila Prabhupada is talking something about cow protection, not as a organized and institutional cow protection. The kind of goshalas culture that has been springing up is actually a kind of a stopgap. Ultimately, every farmer has to have the cows and every cow gives milk to the farmer and then supports a local economy. So the kind of management of the whole institution, the system, the governance has become so complex because of getting away from local economics. A person expending electricity in a very enclosed and isolated environment doesn't know how is the impact of the power that that person is enjoying with so-called luxury and comforts. A unit of power is brought about by either coal or hydroelectricity, and now nuclear coming up soon. You are seeing about power, power-hungry population. Now villages also would have 24/7 power. Imagine. And 70% of India stays in villages. Now if they all become power hungry, then you have to become power angry after some time. Because that same power, when it cuts, will become a source of your frustration. So a person expending one unit of power is expending so much amount of energy drilled, sucked from Mother Bhumi. The dams causing so much of loss of fertility to the soil, because you stop the flowing river and the sediments get just blocked at the dam, and what goes is bottled water, not mineral water, right? So none of the organisms, they survive in the river. The river does not generate the fertility of the soil around, and that water becomes practically useless. So this is the impact. And we buy cotton, right? For example, we wear clothes. So imagine a cotton grown by a farmer in a village sends it to the agent somewhere who buys the whole cotton bales, and they get exported to some place where it is manufactured, where the whole processing takes place. And that very same person, farmer, gets it back. At what price? Not just the price of the shirt or the wear, but includes the environmental impact is never counted in that. The social impact is not counted. How many communities destroyed? How many communities displaced? How many communities impacted? The pollution of the environment is never counted. These are called hidden costs. So when you buy, when you get something cheap from China, for example, we are all very fashion street. Even devotees want to buy from fashion street because very cheap wear. Coming from China. And how? Because there are machines and labor in mass exploitation where people work for more than 16 to 18 hours a day and they hardly get paid for their work. So the cloth, the cotton, the seed, the soil, everything is being expended at the cost of all these impacts. So these are the hidden costs. So we actually never get the cost. We just see the cost out there. But all these costs are borne by the environment, by the societies, the communities. And therefore, something which is getting destroyed is communities and nature. But along with that, the sensitivity of the generations are also destroyed. So therefore, Krishna and Vrindavan is doing a simple thing. He is going to herd the cows as much he can, go. So when he is young, he is herding the cows, the calves, and when he is elder, he is herding the cows so he can go a little farther. And that's how one should know how much far we should go just to maintain our livelihood. So Krishna, in first part of his life, is supporting lokovore mentality, lokovore concept. Lokovore means you consume in your own locality as much as possible, and the current concept is within 100 miles. It's concession for all of us. Kali Yuga is the age of concession. So Krishna is in his own age, is setting up that lokovore concept. And then when Krishna grows, and then he's playing among mountains, and the major pastime that he perform, which is the Govardhan Leela that we celebrate every year in month of Kartik, is first to show the anger against the so-called ritualism without following the essence. So Krishna understood that the Brajvasis were just following the rituals as Govind Prabhu was mentioning, that follow the rituals without understanding of what actually is pleasing Krishna or what actually to understand Krishna. So therefore, when lifting the Govardhan hill, Krishna angered Indra, that means he went against the ritual, just to show that by lifting the Govardhan hill, he has lifted the most neglected and the most forgotten asset of humanity, which is nature. And therefore, Krishna lifting the Govardhan hill is a sign of lifting the most fallen in the society. This was mentioned by His Holiness Pejavar Swami Maharaj in one of his talks, that Krishna lifting Govardhan hill is to lift the lowest section of the society. And we have made nature, which is the highest benediction, providing the highest benediction, we have brought it to the lowest condition in society. And therefore Krishna is lifting Govardhan just to express that what is considered lowest in society is considered in the highest estimation by Krishna. That he lifts over his head. That means Krishna is under him. Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, Maya Adhyakshana Prakriti Suyate Se Characharam Hetu Nanenda Kontiya Jagat Viparivartate. But actually Krishna is saying, I am under the shelter of Govardhan hill. Not only he, but all the devotees. So therefore cows, everyone, all the residents of Vrindavan, Krishna has given a concept of community living within nature. Your economy should not outgrow your ecology. It can never be so. It is a grand illusion perpetrated by the Western civilization. And Prabhupada said, this civilization will soon die of its own growth. By growing and growing and growing, like people are growing obese, that their knees are cracking, that their blood pressure is rising, that their fat, as in morning, as Dwarkadish was mentioning about the fat, how people are mentally worried about the fat. The fat is actually wearing them down. So similarly, when we just gulp in this so-called economics of GDP, growth, and Krishna is saying this will wear the civilization down. And therefore Krishna pulled Indra. Indra was providing the rain of growth, the rain of development, and Krishna said the rain of development or whatever the growth or the development that people are looking forward is not the way. The real way is to lift or to come under the shelter of Krishna's beautiful nature. So that's why even Krishna later on, when he went to the river Yamuna, he saw the river Yamuna was polluted. And this is the pollution created by development. We are finding Yamuna is polluted, Ganga is polluted. And how much money is to be spent on Ganga, cleaning Ganga? How many thousand crores? How much thousand crores? 7,000 crores is the outlay. And it is just the money involved, but the work will not be done. That means money is not going to be spent on that cleaning. And so much money is spent on cleaning, how can't we spend money on preventing pollution or preventing that pollution? Is that how much that money is costing? More than 7,000 crores will be saved just if we stop polluting rivers. How is the illusion of growth being propelled in the civilization of the cities? Growth means gross domestic produce. That means you produce something. The more you produce, the more you will be growing. So that is a constant indicator of economy propelled by the Western civilization, that growth means to consume and to produce and to consume. So by this consumption model, the trees, the planet, the air, they have no value. The water, they are not in the production. The production is only industrial production. It's an industrial GDP. It is not nature's GDP. It is said that the nature does the work of cleaning or evacuating the carbon dioxide in the atmosphere to the tune of the economy combined of all the world countries. It is more than that. If you employ a carbon dioxide purifying machine and units all over, they will not be able to, the fuel and the implementation cost or to run the whole thing will not be able to match the work done by the trees all over the world. So how much and Krishna is hugging those trees. Krishna is honoring those trees, telling to Balaram how great are these trees. And the paper that we use are coming from the cutting of these trees. Right? And the newspaper, Prabhupada would say, as Prabhupada mentioned in the Bhagavatam, that newspaper is coming from the trees, and therefore these newspapers are nothing but devastation of the nature, which is a great sinful act. In fact, Prabhupada was talking about cows, as talking about, His Grace Prabhupada mentioned very briefly about the cows. But Prabhupada was saying that the cows' milk, how the cow's milk has to be taken. After the calf is sufficiently drunk, and the cow has to see the calf at least two or three times a day. Minimum. If the cow does not see its own calf that occasionally, that cow is not happy. And that milk taken from that cow, Prabhupada says, if our happiness comes from hurting someone, that is sinful. If we hurt, not just hurting physically, but even hurting emotionally. So therefore, we're talking about the quality of offering. Prabhupada is given the quality of offering, grown by devotees, cooked by devotees, offered by devotees, and served by devotees. That means eaten by devotees is option. You can give to everyone. Right? It's not that prasad is meant for us only. Prabhupada wanted prasadam is Govinda's restaurant to get all Govinda restaurant. He didn't want Govinda restaurant to buy vegetables from the mandi. He wanted the vegetables to be brought from the farm of the temple. Temple's own farm should supply vegetables to the Govinda's restaurant, which are surplus. Then should provide the extra ghee, which is surplus. And by that, when you give prasadam, people will forget meat eating. Prabhupada gave this in so many of his letters. That this is the concept of restaurant in the cities. The city restaurant is not supposed to be a part of the same industrial economic system, that we generate money and then we do something with that. But Prabhupada wanted to use the extra produce from the village, from the farm, bring it here, give the taste of Krishna prasadam. This is Krishna prasadam. This is what will actually make the devotees Krishna conscious. All, even people Krishna conscious almost immediately. And therefore Prabhupada and Krishna in Vrindavan also kills all, chastises Kaliya because he has polluted the river. Now we are talking about the development, in fact, by this concept. Yesterday there was a nice session by Dr. Vandana Shiva, who is an advocate of Beach Swaraj. And she is a lady of dharmic tradition. If you see any of her picture, she'll be always in a sari and a biggest bindi I've ever seen on any lady's forehead. Or kumkum, yeah. Sometimes she puts that. But she represents international forums, India and the Beach Swaraj, as a mark of her religion or dharma and her culture. And she was talking about something yesterday, that what is GDP? That if you have a maid, you are giving money to the maid, that's contributing to GDP. Suppose you marry the maid, then your GDP decreases. Why? Because you are no longer paying to the maid, she has become your wife now. So by that calculation, if you think that GDP has decreased before, if you marry a maid, then this GDP calculation doesn't make any sense. So this is something very ridiculous, and therefore we have seen the floods. Last year we saw flash floods in Uttarakhand. Before that we saw the Phailin cyclone in Orissa. Now we are seeing the floods in Jammu and Kashmir. I visited a place in Bihar, in the West Champaran district, where the Gandak river was flooded completely. It was a scene to be witnessed and to be experienced. We can read thousands of literatures and news on what happens when a flood comes. And you may never be sensitized into it, unless you actually see that condition. That condition was a flood condition where we could see the aftermath of the flood, and the flood was cutting the village little by little. That means the people in the village were seeing that I just went there and like it was a complete like a silence, and like, you know, people were hardly talking to each other, and they felt that we had come just to make another report. like a news reporter. They were a little bit angry. So you're going to make another report here? So I said, no, I want to understand actually what you are going through so that actually we can do something for them. And I was trying to tell what you could do, what you could do. But I said, anyways, this land is not going to remain with us. In few days, this will be swept. Gandak will cut. So I asked the person, what is the cause of this flood? So simple, all the forests towards Nepal side are getting vanished by development, so-called development. And because of that, the rivers are not being held, and they don't have natural check dams, and the soil erosion has become loose, and therefore the water is getting flooded, and therefore because of this, it's a whole colossal calamity, and then we rescue people, and we said that we have rescued people, right? And we have done so much of rescue, so therefore the forest. And therefore she explained a very nice concept from our scriptures. Said when Ganga Devi was requested by Bhagirathi to come to the earth, she said, I will come with great force. Who will bear my burden? Who will bear my force? If I come to the earth, I will just flood it completely. So then Lord Shiva was requested to hold the Ganga in his jata and then slowly and gradually let it pervade, so that it can fertilize and can make the whole land prosperous. These shastra are not meant for repeating the pastime and to tell to five people more. Jare dekho Krishna Upadesh, but the Krishna Upadesh has to be understood in essence and not just by detail. And she gave a fantastic insight that the jata of Lord Shiva are the forests. And if the river does not encounter a forest on his way to the civilization, then she will cause devastation. And therefore Lord Shiva's compassion, every Vaishnava has to represent Lord Shiva in that way, to preserve the forest. And therefore, Vrindavan, what we see nowadays, is the cement forest. Is this the forest that Lord Shiva is trying to create? I don't think so. He had a cement in his head. His hairs were organic for sure. The jata was not synthetically created, right? So it was not a synthetic forest. We have created a synthetic forest replacing the natural forest, and therefore the whole civilization has to pay the price of it. And therefore, just because we are not suffering that floods does not mean that we are a part of that suffering. We are equal partners in prosperity and suffering, because the whole nature and humanity are one interconnected system. We cannot say nothing has happened to us, but a cancer flood will come here. A flood of a different kind will come. Any prick to nature, Mother Bhumi, means we will be the bearers of the suffering along with it. Some people say nothing. Chalta bhi nahi hai. Kuch nahi hota hai. Kuch hua hai na, abhi kuch nahi hua hai. Punjab, the land of Green Revolution. That land, when it was completely fertilized, and the whole Punjab farmers have become very, very rich. But now what has happened? There is a cancer express, a train dedicated for cancer patients who are affected with cancers are brought to Bikaner, where some people in Rajasthan have sponsored their treatment. A regular train goes, a cancer express. And that's what has happened because of Green Revolution. So much of chemicals and fertilizers. Govind Prabhu mentioned about Putana, she came very dressed very nicely, green tomatoes or red tomatoes, right? And white cauliflower, very nice, shining, very frozen peas, which are very green, dipped in beautiful black chemical. Then you get it. Papayas, which are very shaped, very systematically, oranges are always Prabhupada mentioned in one of the conversations that tomatoes were considered as Bilaiti Bengan, right? Foreign brinjal. And no one in Hindu civilization would ever touch a tomato, right? Along with the Western civilization came the Western food habits, the Western way of agriculture, and therefore we are eating now capsicum and tomatoes and potatoes. And practically, Lord Jagannath in Jagannath Puri never eats all of those things. Yesterday, we were talking before yesterday, Ram Kumar Panda. That in Jagannath Puri, we don't find his child, when he went to some other temple, he said, how come they are eating tomatoes? How Jagannath is eating tomatoes here? So he was shocked. So Prabhupada said that similarly the milk cloth would never be touched by any decent Hindu. This is contaminated by sin and exploitation. Therefore, Prabhupada wanted to collaborate with Gandhiji for village Swaraj. The Swaraj where everyone would rule his own economy, would rule his own culture, will rule by his own character. And therefore, unless the character is made, therefore Prabhupada has given us everything. The Srimad Bhagavatam, the Bhagavad Gita are not just books. They are Krishna personified. And along with the culture, if the soil is destroyed, then the human civilization is destroyed, because the whole earth is like an apple, and if you cut half of that is unusable, because the mountains, rivers, forest cannot be used. Half of that is land, of which only 1/4 is arable. That means agriculturally productive. And only 1%, that 1/4 of, or 1/8 of that is represent the topsoil of the entire earth. And that is meant, or that means that will feed the entire world. That 1/8 of the entire, 1/4 of the 1/8. That means approximately 1% of the whole land, topsoil, is only contributing for feeding the whole world. And that topsoil is being pushed and force-fed with so much of chemicals and so much of fertilizers, so-called fertilizers. These are actually war chemicals attacked on the land. And if this topsoil is lost, then the entire world will be pushed into hunger condition. Therefore Prabhupada said, our movement means we grow our own food responsibly. And that means really Prabhupada has given us the Varnashram movement. That means we all have come from villages. Our roots are in villages. Our roots were never in the cities. I ask anyone, where you come from? Village. Village, village. But some people have been, after some time they say, my roots are Mumbai, Delhi, Hyderabad. So actually our roots are being pulled from his source. And when the roots are pulled from the source, the tree doesn't survive. So all said and done, I mean, like, this can go on, the talk can go on, you will hear more such talks in future. And then you say, all said and done, what to do now? What to do next? And actually, something that we can actually do when going to was talking about, to make sure that we consume in this city really intelligently. Make sure you don't consume in a way that you contribute to already the expanding and the exploitative military industrial complex made from chemicals and all of those things. So there is a concept of farmers market. But please, all the ladies especially, please don't run after the green and the red ones. They are like putana. And the cost. They are putana. They come very disguised nicely, but actually they are bearing the poison. And as soon as you access putana, the first thing is she gives poison. We are not Krishna that we can suck the poison and drink the nectar. Right? That only holy name can do. But actually, we are responsible for this situation. So, weekly farmers market is in the offing. There's a committee. His name is Ranasamy Maharaj. Before just leaving, we had a series of meetings with some of the leaders of the temple and some of the activists who are working on this Varnashram movement. And he has given us a mandate that this project called Prayag of village development by Ganga, Yamuna by preaching in the villages, and Saraswati for health and education, holistic health, traditional village health, which they used to use. I still remember, we did a small farm in Karja 2 years ago, and many of my colleagues also were asking us, why is this madness? Suddenly, why do you leave a preaching field to go to a village and do a farm? Everyone else, all Brahmachari colleagues and other colleagues too. But then I said, because this is Prabhupada's instruction, I don't think so there is any there should be restriction to follow Prabhupada's instruction by inspiration. Everyone is allowed to grow and see what they can do for Prabhupada's mission in their own way. So this way we did that, and then and people say, what is going to do, what is preaching value? Many of them told, what is the preaching value? And still people say, why do you go so far to preach in Karjat? Like that. So I think so recently some brahmacharis went there and they had a fantastic time. And they all send me messages after messages that we are having a very fantastic time here. Right? They ate only organic food grown from the farm only. And the base at Vidya Vihar, we are having the rice for the whole year grown from the farm. So that's what we did practically. So 25 students, and for Prasadam also, all organic rice is brought from the farm there, and we are still surplus to sell. So please don't be afraid of organic farming. It is profitable. It is healthy. It may not be voluminous, but it is quality. And Krishna consciousness is about quality and not volume. Because actually quality impacts, not the volume. Volume brings sin and exploitation. Quality brings service and compassion. So this is one thing. Apart from that, there was an India First Foundation school close by. I think so. Whenever we used to go, we should preach here also, because these people need the most, because they are just in the, they are sitting, living in the village, but in a 5-star hotel condition. 1 lakh rupees per year is their fees. They are having AC rooms in the village. It's like a contradiction. So then we were praying, and then suddenly when the principal comes and calls one of our devotees, Mukund Mala Prabhu goes, my colleague. We both were fighting against the tide all the time. So all glories to him also, because he used to go regularly to preach in the college. And now we have 3 village programs by Manohar Prabhu in nearby. We have Gobar Dhoop project running in 4 villages. We have cleaning villages in some villages where one devotee, congregation devotee, she is Padma Mataji, she is doing there. And 80 students come to hear Kalyani Mataji's lecture every week. They want us to teach values to their kids. And every Saturday they come to the farm to do practical farming. I said that we go to preach and we find people to preach, but if we follow Prabhupada's formula, then actually people will come to us and say, preach me. This is the next phase of Srila Prabhupada's movement, where we create such credibility that people say, we want to partner with you. And when we do these initiatives, this is now becoming the in thing. If you really want to preach, because the old traditional way we used to preach is slowly dwindling, has dwindling impacts. Why? Because they are not relating to the present generation, the present need of the generation. So please, we are having a Green Temple Committee, initiated by His Holiness Radhana Swami Maharaj, initiative of the Prayag project, Ganga Yamuna Saraswati. And there will be a role for everyone to play, disregard of whatever you may have as your background. Definitely you can contribute in any way. We have a whole the whole facility. We have created there's a stall which everyone should go if you're really convinced about it. What was spoken here made some sense, or even 1% sense. Please visit this stall, take a brochure, give your email IDs, connect to different ways. There is options which way you can contribute, what way we can take it forward. Start connecting on this platform. Because very few people will not make a big impact, but more people getting involved in a small way will definitely do so. So we'll include Ahimsa Milk, Farmers Market, Green Homes, getting your interiors, furnitures, accessories, your purses and all those things only from eco-friendly items made by the villagers all over India. We did a bamboo rakhis initiative as a sample, where we brought 1,000 rakhis during Rakhi festival, and we helped them made 30,000 rupees through them by the artisans in Melghat, which is a malnutrition area. Highest malnutrition in rural malnutrition in Melghat, which is a hilly region. So these stuff are practically to be done. It can be done. And therefore, these people did 1 lakh rakhis. Last time they did 70,000. This time they did 1 lakh. And like we contributed 1%. 0.1%. But that was a beginning. So every year, like Ganesh, what Prabhuji was talking about, we anyways buying it, we anyways doing it. Let's do it in a way that empowers the Varnashram movement and takes forward the message to the villagers. They get the faith to stay there. The young generation wants to be there. They can be involved as being entrepreneurs. Skill development is required. You can definitely give your skills, whatever way you can give, pass on the message. Do make a visit. If you want to go for a vacation or somewhere, please make a trip to a place nearby village. Probably this yatra also we can do something like that. That anyone wants to be a part of seeing the village and coming close to some things, that a small thing can be arranged where you can go close to Hampi and Udupi and learn more about how we can inspire and take inspiration. So these issues are there, and definitely if someone has more queries, please contact the stall opposite the VTA downstairs, and it's in front of the stew stall, and please feel free to connect and communicate, collaborate. And definitely we were at some conference, the RISE conference, 2 days ago, last 2 days. And many people told, they were all from very respectable organizations, social impact organizations, and they were all telling that, and when we presented our concepts in the round tables, they said that they really appreciate ISKCON's work, and they never knew that ISKCON was doing something like that. And many of them want to collaborate now. So therefore, we took this Rath Yatra as not Rath Yatra, we will not call it Rath Yatra henceforward. We'll call it as like India Rising, where India will rise to its glory potential and will make the impact of its message, the mission and the movement. We'll take the message through a mission and through a movement and then penetrate the whole world. Prabhupada wanted the whole world to be Krishna conscious, not just devotee communities to be made around. So definitely we can connect people everywhere, where we go. And definitely this whole festival is going to come, where we're going to go invite artisans from all over India. And the whole performing arts from most of the places where they are very much dying tradition and arts. And a lot of other initiatives will be there. So a lot of devotees will be required to be part of this program, where you can do a lot of impact by meeting so many people who come there. So there are many things to be done. So please don't feel that this will start and this will end soon after the class. Right? So never have that, don't lose the trust so soon. We are in the way, but if you join quickly and in a very dynamic way, probably you will see next few sessions, you will see that some of you will present your experiences here. So that's what we experience. We have a lot of devotees here only in the, one of the devotees is actually helping us to make product design with various stuff. So I'm calling out to everyone to be a volunteer, right? To be a change. For yourself and to see the change in others, and I'm very grateful to Govind Prabhu for allowing me to speak, and I'll request Premji Prabhu to take it forward from here. Hare Krishna. Srila Prabhupada ki jai.
Jnantimirandasya Jnananjanashalakaya Chakshurunmilitam Yena Tasmai Shri Guruve Namaha. I am one of the volunteers that Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu was talking about. I'm not as knowledgeable as him, nor do I have practical experience like Govind Prabhu, traveling. I've been outside Mumbai for about 5 times in the last 15 years. So I'm not qualified to speak on these subject matters. But what I can do is, I can share. Also, my roots are inorganic. I'm Mumbai demon. Prabhuji was telling them the future, I'm not future here right now. You know? You ask my roots, I am Mumbai. So, right from top to bottom, I am inorganic. But it is never too late. Begun my journey. So what I could do is, I could share some experiences from my journey with y'all. And at the end of that, we will take a call on what we could do while living in the cities. How many of you want to go to the villages and are inspired to go to Karjat and, you know, change your lifestyle? I'm not talking about picnic, huh? Mumbai people understand picnic. Approach 100% yatra, we will surely come. I'm not inspired. I'm sorry to say. I'm honest. At least I'm trying. I cannot shift my lifestyle completely, live in a village, milk cows. My only contact with a cow, I will confess, was when I was 7 years old and I was beaten by the tail of a cow. That is the only contact I have with a cow in this lifetime. And I am now going to speak about Ahimsa milk. Why this contrast? Why I am saying this? Because there is hope for everyone. Ah, exactly. I am a survivor. And so I'll share some experiences. On last couple of months, about 6 months back, there was an inspiration to serve cows, which was brought to me by Sanat Kumar Prabhu and Tulsi Priya Prabhu. My deepest gratitude to at least the two of them, other than many other devotees who have inspired us in this concept. So when I went out trying to create some awareness, okay, there's one more point I want to say before I begin this. In Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu calls Varnashram system to be external. Eho bahya. It's outside. The process of pure devotional service. So one of the consciousness that I am trying to maintain is that this is a part of my material life which I am offering to Krishna. I pray to Radha Gopinath that I do not substitute this Varnashram idea, this material idea of taking care of my body, my environment, my things around me, and substitute it for pure Krishna consciousness, which is the 9 processes of devotional service. And I do not superficially practice Krishna consciousness, the 9 processes of devotional service, thinking that I could practice it in the air without the stability of serving the environment as Govind Prabhu and Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu are explaining. So let's keep them in the right spaces and respect them in the right spaces. There is Shakti and there is Shaktiman. And currently what we are talking about is serving the Shakti, the energy of the Lord. And when she's used in Krishna's service, she becomes transcendental. And she blesses us with transcendental energy. So yes, Varnashram is material. And we are doing a material activity which is being offered to Krishna. There's no shame, there's no shy in that, there's no mixing things up. So now, with that little introduction, I'll share 2-3 experiences what I had about this Ahimsa milk discussions when I went out to preach, and then we'll call for action. The first point I'd like to share is, I was in this Hirapanna building. Interestingly, this Ahimsa milk preaching also we are doing only in South Mumbai. So, I'm still to go to the environmental places outside. So we were at Hirapanna, which is at Haji Ali, and I was on the 17th floor of the B wing doing a program. And one of our devotees, who's on the 16th floor, she told us that that there are a certain group of people who take pride in giving cow's milk in bottles, samples. So that lady, who was a sales lady, she came and they asked her, what do you do with your cows once they stop giving milk or reduce giving milk? And guess what she said? She said, 7 days we keep them in another part of the goshala, and if they still don't give milk as much as we require, we send them for slaughter. No remorse, no regret, nothing. It's become a norm. The milk industry today has become a slaughter industry. My program was done. I didn't have to do any more preaching. I said, now you choose. You want milk like this, which is coming from slaughter, or you want milk from cows that are coming, from cows that are protected throughout their life. The next thing I'd like to share with you all is about one photograph that a devotee had sent me. This is about the Mahananda milk. Anybody's heard about the Mahananda milk? It comes in a saffron color packet. And you know what it says on that packet? Anybody knows? It says, made with cow milk. I have it right now, that photograph. Some of you don't believe. No, it's true. I request you to, after the discussion, come and see the photograph. Just go to your milk people. And it's. I'll tell you what font it is. I'll give you an idea. You're able to see this font, this big font. It's Choda Wala font. It's not that small compared. It's this big, written on the packet. Huge it is written. Made with cow's milk. In Marathi it is written, Gaicha Dudacha Pasun Nirmit. My Marathi is bad, but I mucked this up. Just to be able to speak in programs. It's just so blinding. And then, I was at Radhapati Prabhu's place for doing a program on Ahimsa milk. And his immediate neighbor, he said, Prabhuji, we sell, he's into chemicals, they sell 1 ton of caustic soda. I won't name the cow company, these milk companies. It's very famous. I saw its advertisement. Yesterday I went to Navy Nagar to do a program on Ahimsa milk. And I saw 3-4 advertisements at Marine Drive. About that dairy. Yeah. I heard it from somewhere. Some demigod spokes, I don't know. 1 ton of caustic soda he's selling. What do they do with caustic soda? They wash the packets. So somebody enlightened me yesterday in that program that if you put little caustic soda in milk, it doesn't burst or tear. And also about this milk that I was talking about, there are two varieties of milk. This is a little research that I've heard from devotees. I don't have so much practical experience, but however poor we are in our experience, we can do arbit. It's called A1 milk and A2 milk. You please do your research on the internet. Just type something called A1 milk. There's so much research which says do not drink A1 milk. And 99% of the milk in the market, which comes from mixed bred cows, is A1 milk. But Prabhuji, what about buffalo milk? Some people ask. I found out that there are only 3 countries in the world that drink buffalo milk. Do you know that? India, Pakistan and Bangladesh. Buffalo milk is not for human consumption available in any other country, including Sri Lanka. Now, I'm not so expert like going to go back into the history why buffalo milk was brought to India by the Britishers, and you could give another whole class on it so that you can get your kadak chai. The chai itself is not Indian, first of all. We don't hear Lord Ram, you know, Avao chai piyo Vishwamitra Muni. So, that discussion we don't even want to get into. I'll read a consumer alert from Brent Bateman's book. It says, the implications are enormous. The dairy industry and government food safety industries do not want you to know about this issue. The BCM7 peptide generated by type A1 cow's milk is highly disruptive and linked to diabetes, heart diseases and neurological disorders. What is at stake is your health, my health and that of our babies and generations to come. Almost all of the milk on your grocer's shelves is type A1 milk or contaminated with A1. This expose and many others reviews the issue, the evidence, and calls upon us, the consumers, to protest, to demand transparency, integrity, and courage from those who control our food safety. So what our goal is, to create this inspiration, to create this awareness, to spread distributing Ahimsa milk. We've begun in South Mumbai. Tulsi Priya Prabhu is organizing in many other parts of Mumbai also. We're doing our best. It's tough. It's not easy, as Govind Prabhu said. There's no fame, name, prestige associated with it. You carry milk packets in the market in the morning, you know, giving it to people. It's a humbling task. Devotees are taking it up. It's wonderful. I wanted to say a point. Before A1 milk. Okay, it might just come again. So, we want to do our part. We are trying to create this awareness and we are trying to distribute this milk to as many people as possible. You could yourself and myself make a difference? I'll tell you how. You go to any 5-star hotel, practically all over the world. You go to any international airlines, you will get something called Jain food. Do you know that? Why? You don't get Indian food. Prasad, impossible. Why do you get Jain food? Exactly. When you demand, the supply will come. Vaishnavas do not demand prasad. We are okay eating any rubbish on the street. We are okay drinking milk from cows that are getting slaughtered. It doesn't make any difference in your heart and my heart. It doesn't touch. When it does, we will take a call. We will demand, I do not want milk which is coming from cows that are getting slaughtered. I got that point. So what our goal is? Our goal is that we want to create so much awareness that in the future, every milk packet that's sold in India, dreams we can, right? Prabhupada said, dream big. Will have a green dot or a red dot. The green dot will be from cows that are getting protected for the rest of their lives. And the red dot will be from cows that are getting slaughtered. If people want milk coming from cows that are getting butchered, that's their choice. What choices the Vaishnavas are making is the question we are asking today. What choice you want to make in your life? Do you want to see restaurants in Mumbai distributing prasad? Our own restaurants are not distributing milk, which is ahimsa. So shameful. We don't care. It doesn't touch us. It didn't touch me for so many years. So I have nothing to complain about. But there's always a beginning. And that beginning could be for some of us today. So I'm going to do a little bit of exercise and then I'm going to end the class today. I'm going to request each one of you to pinch yourself. Can you do that favor? I want you to pinch yourself and see if it hurts. Your time starts now. I'm beginning myself. I'm trying. Can you all please pinch yourselves? Hurts? Whoever did that is cheating. Can any of you pinch yourself so hard that you got to shout? Little difficult, na? Not that easy. Yes? Now we'll do another exercise. Somebody guessed it. We're going to pinch our neighbors. Okay, we can do it in the mind at least. He's saying not devotee pinching. It's a pinch the feet. Get some dust over there. We're talking about genuine, okay? So what I'm trying to share with this exercise is that a little bit of pinch can be painful. Imagine cutting the throat. Imagine blood splattering all over our bodies. How much more painful that would be? So that is what is happening to the cows. If we can connect, our problem is we don't connect because we don't know. The milk that's coming into our house is blood. But it doesn't matter because it comes in a nice packet. So if we can connect that this pain that I'm going through simply by a pinch is so difficult for me to tolerate, what about the pain that the cows are going through? Then when we connect, we will demand. We hope and pray that one day on the international flights, there will be Vaishnav Prasad. We hope and pray that in every 5-star hotel and every other hotel, they will ask you, Prasad or non-Prasad? Yes. It happened, I heard this story from one of our brahmacharis that either they or their friends, they went to South India with somebody and the person said, ek normal plate or ek inke liye, bina kanda lasun ka. We want to change the idea of what's normal. But that's possible if we buy the idea of what's normal. That's possible if we connect with the idea that we do not want to give pain. We will demand, which is ahimsa. And naturally the supply will follow. So with that little bit, I said I'll call for action. So can we call for action now? Can some of us? Now please, I began the whole discussion saying it took me so many years to connect. So there's no competition. None of us need to run to Karjat or Wada and begin organic farming tomorrow. We can all have our own journeys. But at our journey right here and now, can some of us take a call in our lives to stop getting newspapers at home? Can some of us take a call in our lives that you will stop using ahimsa milk? See, because I'm into ahimsa milk, my focus is only that much. I'm just like a frog in the well. There could be so much more that we could learn from senior devotees who are also into the organic stuff. But at least these two requests I'm making since these topics had come up. Can some of us here in our hearts right now, in front of Radha Gopinath, for those of us who have capacity to control things in our own houses, take that call that in my house, newspapers will not come, which are Kali Puran, number one. Number two, they're hurting the environment. Number three, whenever brahmacharis come to your house, they are tempted. I'm making a confession. Can we take a call? Please. I'm talking to each one of us here. In your own hearts, can you take a call? You will stop newspapers if it is within your control in your own house. And you will avoid milk that is coming from cows because you're connecting. Or you want your neighbors to pinch you right now to give you an experience. Can we connect that this is coming from cows that are getting slaughtered? Let's take these two calls and many other calls that Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu and Govind Prabhu and other devotees called us to. Thank you very much for hearing me out. Hare Krishna.
Few minutes. Hare Krishna, just please be seated. So, we have heard that common people discuss people. Little higher people, they discuss events. And leaders discuss ideas or concepts. So, we heard these concepts from these three stalwarts, proponents of Varnashram and environment and so many things which are related to Krishna consciousness. So we are very grateful to all three of them. We should express our gratefulness by loudly chanting Hari Bol.
Hari Bol! Hari Bol!
Now we come to the action points. We have heard all these things. How do we contribute or how do we facilitate this kind of thought process or the movement? So, everyone will have its own capacity to do things. And as Premnidhi Prabhu said, we don't have to compete with each other. Wherever you can begin, start making some impact. So, the first action which we would request all of you to do is, every one of you, go down, there will be a stall there, right opposite the shoe stall where you go to collect your shoes, in front of the VTA. Where the volunteers are sitting, they will take your name, email IDs, and you can either suggest how you can help or you want to be helped. Both ways it will go. Please be part of this whole thing because it is not un-Krishna conscious to think like this. That is the whole purpose of dedicating whole Sunday feast program to this kind of thought process. Thank you very much for all your attention. Hare Krishna.
Thank you.